Welcome to the Get Over Divorce podcast, where you will learn to get your power back, hold healthy boundaries, and become the confident, successful single woman you were meant to be. Divorce sucks, but the rest of your life doesn't have to. Let's create a life you love. I'm your host, relationship coach, Julie Danielson. Let's do this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to mention the Get Over Divorce Experience. This is a live group intensive training with me on May 24th to the 26th near Charlotte, North Carolina, and it costs just about $1,000, okay? So it's a screaming deal, especially when you find out that it will change your life forever because of the material that you're going to learn and implement into your life afterwards. My clients experience growth and change that makes them happier and healthier people. Because the main thing we do is we work on our thoughts. We go deep and we uncover the thoughts that we spin out inside our mind. And our thoughts are what keep us fearful of what other people think. They stop us from taking risks and keeps us playing small. Our thoughts are also not truths. They are not the facts, yet we treat them that way. And unfortunately, our thoughts are mostly negative and they talk shit about you. So in this one weekend intensive, I'm going to teach you how you can master your thoughts so that you're in charge and your primal brain is not, your fearful brain is not in charge. And you're going to learn how to get out of that fight or flight mode that we are easily triggered into. This work has changed my life and so many others. I am so inspired to get out there and help as many women as possible because this method works. I will help you change those negative thought patterns that keep you stuck, unhappy, and repeating the same mistakes over and over again. I had a client recently that finally stopped getting back together with her ex after years of being sucked back into the same old promises. They hadn't divorced yet, but she finally took the steps to finalize the divorce and even turned him away when he showed up at her door. This is huge. She grew so much power in such a short time, and she is finally letting go of those people-pleasing behaviors that kept her stuck and accepting toxic behavior in her life. She's now free and dating, and she even is dumping the guys that she feels are not a fit for her. She even said to me she feels like she deserves the upgrade, and hell yes, she does. And so do you. So if you need to learn the valuable tools that this client has under her belt, I encourage you to join the Get Over Divorce Experience. In this weekend intensive of learning, you will learn to have your own back and trust yourself to make good decisions that make you feel good about your life going forward. And remember, you only have this one life to live. Make it the best one possible. I can help. Okay, so today's topic is a little bit related to that. And we're talking about the difference between coaching and counseling. Many of my clients have come to me either while in therapy and ongoing, or they've spent lots of time in therapy and they wanted to change things up and do something different. I myself have spent many sessions in counseling or therapy. I use both these terms interchangeably. I was in counseling for 2 years before I chose to get divorced. And it was with a life coach that actually helped me spring into action and do what was needed to get me out of that stuck place where I was thinking and rethinking my situation. Counseling spends a lot of time sifting through your past. They want to know why you are the way you are. What traumas have you experienced? And unfortunately, sifting through all of that with a fine-tooth comb is sometimes exhausting, and it feels bad, almost like you're reliving it again and again. And for a lot of women going through divorce, they're rehashing the fights that they had with their ex over and over again. So for many people, it's necessary to go through that process. But the problem is, therapy doesn't really give out great tools for moving forward. And I'm sure there's some therapists that do, but in my experience and the experience of my clients, their focus is making you a functional member of society. And coaching is all about helping you thrive. We do look at the past, but no coach wants to take on somebody that has significant unhealed traumas. So if you're normally an emotionally healthy person, but you're struggling to just break through those self-limiting beliefs and that feeling of being stuck, coaching can help you launch past that and help you gain success in the areas that you focus on. Many women went to therapy to heal the wounds of their long marriage and to try to finally feel better. But the truth is, many therapists have either neither been married nor been divorced. So they're not really speaking from experience, but theory. And therapists also deal with over 20 diagnosis categories, where there are really thousands of variations of those. Coaches really hone in on their specific niche, and it's a niche, not a diagnosis. So for my clients, they would be struggling with adjustment disorder, which does fall in DSM-5 manual. However, it's something any normal, emotionally healthy people go through when they're faced with big changes in their lives, right? So anybody that's empty nesting or making a move or divorce, right? So I do love therapy. I think it's necessary for so many people. But if you want to succeed at something or reach for new goals in your life, coaching is a process that's going to help you get out of your own way. It's going to help you pave that path forward and help you stay accountable to your goals and dreams and desires. And here's the thing, some of the most healthy and successful individuals out there are actively seeking coaches. Like CEOs and other C-level executives use coaching to help them break through their own blocks and barriers. They use coaching to become better leaders. They use coaching to learn how to be better speakers. They use coaching to learn how to have a better marriage or be better parents. They also use coaching to balance their lifestyle, better health, better fitness, more resilience. I myself have had a life coach many times in my life to help me create a better business or to manage my time better on my calendar. And I've had a coach that coached me through some tough times and a parenting coach to help me be a better parent. I've even had a marriage coach because in my current marriage, I believe in investing in our relationship, even financially. And I wanted to make sure we stayed happy and healthy while we made a big move in our lives from Alaska to North Carolina. All different coaches for each of those things I had. And I would say I got what I came for when I embarked on a journey with each of them. So if you were to think about what you would want different in your life, would you want to start with how you are feeling? Because most people don't think they could really manage or control how they feel. As a matter of fact, I had a client that came to me and said, I can't help how I feel. And in my first lesson, I showed her how she could, and it changed her life, and she still talks about it. And I have to admit, it's not something we can always control, but what if you took your current level of life satisfaction and turned it up, say, 20%? Would it be worth it? What if you turned it up 40% or even better? I used to measure with the intake form when I first got a new client and an outtake form when they were done, and I would measure the results that they would self-report their level of satisfaction. And after 6 months of working with me, they would show that their own level of life satisfaction changed on the average between 20 and 40%. That was what they averaged. This is huge. And the thing is, when you learn the tools that I teach my coaching clients, like I will be teaching at my immersive Get Over Divorce experience, you continue to get better results because you'll be implementing these tools for life. This is why my clients will message me out of the blue after 8 years and say something about how life-changing the work is that they did with me and how much their life just keeps getting better. As a matter of fact, you can go and listen to their stories from them themselves over at getoverdivorce.com/experience. I have a whole bunch of clients talking about their experience right there on video. So if you're faced with making a choice between coaching and therapy, here's what I want you to ask yourself. Are you basically feeling okay, but you want to thrive and go get so much better from where you are right now? You want to go from functioning to hitting your goals and loving your life again, loving your alone time, and possibly even feeling like you're ready to date? Then coaching is for you. Or are you struggling to get out of bed each day and you dread it? Maybe you're numbing yourself with overdrinking, overeating, overshopping. Then you might need therapy and the kind of help that can help you stabilize. Okay, last point I want to make here. If you want to learn more about coaching and a live coaching experience sounds like fun for you, then the Get Over Divorce experience is happening May 24th through the 26th. And there are some amazing bonuses that are only available for those who sign up fast. Those early bonuses include a hard copy of my book, a 1-hour intensive session one-on-one with me over Zoom to help you pave your path forward, and a private podcast feed of some of my best programs. Then join before May 15th to get these early bird bonuses. Head on over to getoverdivorce.com/experience to learn more and sign up. I hope I see you there. If you like this podcast, then you will love my Get Over Divorce book. It is packed with the tools that I use to help my clients fast forward their divorce healing and reclaim a more fulfilled, independent new life. It's only $4.99 and it's an instant download. Plus, you get the audio version for free and two other amazing bonuses, all designed to help you redefine your post-divorce journey on your terms. Grab it now at getoverdivorce.com.